Leon Claire will be a junior next year at Sitka High School. She dances and plays some musical instruments, and when her friends suggested 2 years ago that she try soccer, well, she wasn't sure.
I didn't know I would ever be a sporty person, but I know soccer's the only sport the majority of the team does play in high school, and I just think that that experience and just being together, playing as a team, and learning those skills is really important.
The Sitka School District approved soccer as a sport in 2009. It established a co-ed team which found itself playing against other high schools whose players were usually boys.
It's really fun playing against guys, but it's definitely intimidating sometimes, especially the other team. And it's just there's a difference between guys and girls, how they play. And so I definitely think that that is a big factor that's keeping a lot of girls from playing, which is sad. But,
Claire says she hopes that with two teams, more girls might be encouraged to play. Soccer supporters have been lobbying the school district for that for a couple years now. They've argued that a growing program deserves district support, including in funding. In 2009, soccer had between 25 and 30 kids. Last season, more than 45 played.
You know, they made very persuasive arguments.
Lon Garrison is the school board president. He said he had some concerns, not with the program itself, but with the district's overall activities.
We do phenomenal things with activities. Our kids are able to do a lot of activities, especially for the size of school we have. My real concern is, do we have enough staff, adequate staff, especially with regard to administration, to be on site like we want them to supervise what's going on.
Garrison says he's also concerned about the amount of time students spend away from the classroom, traveling to and from events. And then there's money. The school board cut $50,000 from activities during the last budget cycle. They added it back in on Thursday night in order to cover travel to state tournaments. Success, as it turns out, gets expensive in Alaska, especially when it means taking a team to other Southeast communities or to Anchorage. In 2010, various school activities paid more than $200,000 to Alaska Airlines. Another $54,000 went to the state ferry system. The district funds a portion of that, and the rest comes from fundraising and donations from area businesses. And although soccer received varsity recognition, the board has not decided how to fund it. Garrison says right now the pie is only so big, and the question is whether to slice the pie differently or to bake a bigger pie and add to the budget.
If we add to the budget, where do we subtract from the budget? We don't have extra revenue coming in, so that's my problem. If we're laying off reading specialists or, you know, cutting back on academic activities, and yet we're going to add more money to the budget because of varsity sports, that doesn't mesh well with my priorities. But we need to hear from the community on that.
The school board formed a committee to look at activities and to get community feedback, but the meetings were poorly attended and the committee was dissolved. The conversation will still happen, but probably in conjunction with overall conversations about educational funding. Garrison says the earliest the board will probably talk about funding for soccer is when it next meets in August. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.